League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
ESPN 97.5 and 93.5. Joe George and Michael Connor filling in for Paul Gallant here on the show today. Paul will return on Monday. Tomorrow will be Sean and I hanging out at the Downtown Aquarium for the summer circuit.
Reminder, you guys going to do the show like in an aquarium? Like with the fishes?
I just hope we're by the tiger.
They have a tiger? I've never been there.
I don't know why.
I've lived here my entire life, never been there.
It is so insane the amount of people that work here that have never been to the Downtown Aquarium.
Yeah.
Because I think I was telling Joe that when I was a kid, it was a staple field trip.
Was it?
Yes. I've been there so many times.
Reminder, each week for the summer circuit, including tomorrow, you can register to win our grand prize of the summer, a pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, a $4,000 value. Just stop by our promo table tomorrow. You'll scan a QR code and enter the contest, and then we will announce a winner in August, once the summer circuit is all done. You can check out the entire schedule on ESPN975.com. We will be headed to Baytown next Thursday to Cactus Jack's.
There you go.
Never been there, but every time we
go. Sure, you put your Wranglers on.
I'm not going. Every time we go to Lake Charles, I see it, and I'm like, hey, that looks like a cool place. So maybe I will go next. I got nothing better to do.
Yeah, cowboy it up.
Yeah,
cowboy. You got a hat?
Nope.
Oh, come
never,
on, Joe.
Never got
You've
one.
Lived here too long.
10 years now.
You got to have a hat.
10 years I've been in Houston, Texas.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I'm getting old.
All right. You think, so obviously today the news is Ime Udoka has been extended. He's now one of the highest paid coaches in the NBA. The Astros won last night in convincing fashion back in Sacramento for another game against the Athletics tonight before they wrap up there. But the trade deadline is, not trade deadline, but the trade season in the NBA feels like it's bubbling.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like There's these rumors about Kevin Durant.
And the Bane trade the other day.
Yeah, Bane to Orlando, which felt like, and that's a big one. I like that move a lot.
Can't believe they gave up four first-round picks for him, though.
I know. It's a lot.
He's a good player, though.
But I think he fits well into what they want to do. But like, so all this Kevin Durant stuff, we're getting all these different reports, whether it's from Kelly Eco or national people, about the Rockets are firm on their price, what they will and will not include.
Shams was on the Pat McAfee show earlier and said that the three teams that Durant prefers are still the same teams, and that, quote, Durant has all the leverage here.
So that's the Rockets, the Spurs.
And it sounds like, I don't remember
who's the other team.
The Heat. I don't know if you read, like, what Kelly Eco had written about it recently. I mean, it doesn't sound like, it sounds like the Rockets aren't really pushing that hard on this, but it really sounds like the Spurs have, like, zero interest.
No,
which is surprising to me.
I think it's because both these teams know that they have the leverage.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make either of them a for sure NBA championship contender. Now, the Rockets, it makes you much closer to that.
I think it makes the Rockets a championship contender. I really do.
You really do?
Yeah. Because he gives you everything. Now, again, I recognize that he's 37. He's going to miss at least 20 games out of the regular season as a lock. We know that. You're going to have question marks on the defensive side of the basketball because he's 37, and he's going to put in the effort that he needs to. He has the length and all those things that you want as a defender, but is he going to do the things that you want? Like, is he going to do what Jabari Smith is doing at 22 years old or whatever? No, probably not.
No, he's going to score more consistently.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like, he gives them everything that they're missing offensively. He gives them everything that they need. And I still think that he's going to average at least 25 points a game until he's 40. He's going to be like LeBron in that standpoint.
Yes, but I think that's where it depends on what you give up. Like, I'm not giving up the farm for Kevin Durant. Like,
no, I'm not either.
I think the way the Rockets are handling this is perfect. Is if you want to include, if your thought on the
problem
trade,
is you got to make the money match, which is hard.
You can just do like Dylan.
Like Dylan's the obvious one that's going to go.
Like if the base of the trade is the 10th pick in the draft and Jalen Green, then stand firm on that. Because I think the Suns are still going to unravel at some point. Devin Booker is saying the right things about not wanting to leave. But like, but to where that unprotected pick in 2027 might be one of the most valuable assets in the NBA.
And maybe the Rockets are still playing the long game of, and look, I don't know where you stand on Devin Booker, and it sounds like the Rockets are a little bit out on Devin Booker compared to where they were a year ago, but maybe you just keep playing the long game of waiting for Devin Booker to be available.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it makes a lot of sense. And it doesn't seem like the Giannis move is happening.
Were you in on the Giannis move? I wasn't in on the Giannis move. Giannis is great, but I just think that offensively, does it improve your problems? No. I mean, like, yes, he can score at will. I get that. But he can't shoot.
I was a little curious how it would work with a men and Giannis together.
To me, it would be, like, just as ugly, but more effective, almost. Yeah. It would be more effective, but
ugly.
Yeah, you're not getting, like, some beautiful game stuff.
Yeah.
With Durant, I think it's going to be different, and also... all offseason, or actually before the offseason, and basically after the Rockets season ended, we talked about how Durant would come at a discount compared to Giannis. Now it looks like it is an absolute for sale sign.
Yeah.
And, or except that the Suns don't know that it's a clearance sale, that they still think that they're getting some, like, I forgot who it was talking with Zach Lowe about the Spurs. And the Suns apparently wanted the 2 pick and or Stephon Castle, the reigning rookie of the year.
Is marijuana legal in Arizona?
I think it is.
That's probably explained a lot.
Exactly. So just starting from there and then what the rumored package is that we at least know from the Rockets, just giving the local reporting, it seems like there's a long way to go for Phoenix's expectations to match what these teams are actually offering these guys.
And honestly, I don't know why they're surprised. Like, as we all agree, he can be a good scorer for a team like the Rockets or the Spurs, but he's 37 and you got to pay him.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, you got to strap in for $100 million.
He's on an expiring contract, so he can dictate to a decent level where he wants to go, just given, like, I'll only sign contracts here.
Here's a
good luck if you're trading for me for 1 year.
And here's a great question. Now, this is where ego comes into the mix, and these guys in professional sports, they all have them, and they very rarely get out of the way. Is Kevin Durant at the point of his career where he should be taking less?
Than the max?
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be. Yeah, I mean, he should.
I would say
should be taking less than the max.
But he
will
won't.
He take less than the max?
Did LeBron take less than the max last time? Barely?
I think
a little bit.
I think it was like a couple million.
A little bit to stay out of the second apron.
And also to help pay Bronny.
Yeah, that... Really needed to do that,
but like, so I don't know what the Suns are going to do, and
I think they're going to trade him to Minnesota.
That's what they're
going to
do.
But if he has this leverage, like there was reports.
Look at what the Spurs did to Kawhi. It's the same thing. Just send him wherever's best.
I mean, but the thing is that Kawhi, you knew he was going to go to Toronto and he was going to play basketball and then he was going to move on. Kevin Durant's a problem. Like,
Durant could go there for a year and move on.
I also don't get why he wouldn't want to go to Minnesota. Don't you want to win?
Yeah, I mean, they've been in the Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row, right?
That's to me what, like, tells you the most about what time Kevin Durant's on at this point, where, yes, you're right, the team that just made back-to-back West Finals is like, nah, don't want to go there.
He does weigh, like, 50 pounds, and maybe he just can't handle the brutal.
No, but think about Kevin Durant. He wants to get paid, and yes, the Rockets are well positioned to win and could be very well positioned to win a championship with Kevin Durant on your team. Mm-hmm. But where does he want to go? Florida,
warm,
Texas.
Yeah. And he's just coming from Phoenix.
No state taxes.
Yeah.
Like that, it's...
And I want to play in nice weather.
Yeah.
I wonder if Dallas gets in on this thing at some point, too. Like, I know he hasn't said Dallas, but like...
I've thought the same thing. Like, why
wouldn't
you just...
Kevin Durant.
You're not trading Cooper Flagg.
No, on the same time, you trade Clay
Thompson and whatever.
You have Cooper Flagg, Anthony Davis, and Kevin Durant, and like
that's
why not?
That's what's interesting to me. If I'm the Suns, is like so the three teams he wants to go to aren't offering jack. You know, like the Rockets might not even be offering Jalen Green, who it doesn't sound like the Suns are that interested in. But at least they could repackage him. At what point does the price become so low from the Spurs, Rockets, and Heat where you are like, you know, these offers from teams that he won't sign a deal with, like, that's their problem.
That's
if they're offering the Toronto offer is a very strong offer of the 9 pick, RJ Barrett, and Jakob Poeltl, like a decent starting center. Jakob Poeltl would be the third best player on the Suns right now, and I'm counting Kevin Durant on the Suns. Like, he would be so easily, he would be so easily a upgrade for them. And I don't know why they don't make that trade if they're having to finagle and like just absolutely like grovel for anything from the Rockets, Spurs, or Heat.
I don't understand why we're still in like the age where like these teams feel like they owe the NBA, like the players, anything.
They don't. I think they're the players have the power. It's so crazy.
I think what the Milwaukee Brewers just did is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in
trading a player to a terrible team.
Like, if Aaron Civale, I think that's how you say it, who was moving from the rotation to the bullpen, and he demanded a trade.
Okay, buddy, watch
said,
this.
Okay, and they sent him to the White Sox. Like, it's like, that's such a hilarious, you're right, because even if you're a team that, if you're the Raptors, you know Kevin Durant doesn't want to come there, but you're still willing to trade up assets to get him. Like, you know what's happened. You know that you can't trade him legally for 6 months. You can't trade him until February. So you're stuck with him on your roster, in which he's probably not going to play. He's probably going to fake an injury. So I don't know why you would want to trade for him. And the Suns, at some point, like, I think they should be happy to be getting the 10th pick for a 37-year-old player.
Yeah.
Like,
what pick did the Heat
and
have?
Also,
20.
20. Yeah. Okay. And, like, this is supposedly like a very good draft, in which one of the best prospects, supposedly, will not work out for a single team.
Yeah.
And Ace Bailey could easily slide to 10 if he doesn't work out for a single team.
I mean,
he keeps canceling all his workouts.
Is he that good of a prospect?
Great question.
Like, if we're doing all this, like, is he that good? Is this some guy that you want to invest in?
It feels eerily similar to Shador. Like, it feels like we're about to see, like, the NBA equivalent of Shador just, like, plummeting through the NBA draft. But, like, if I'm the Suns, I'm like, well, the 10th pick is better than nothing.
Yeah, that's why the Raptors, like, I'm like, oh, it's the 9th pick. And, you know, RJ Barrett, who isn't, like, a world different than Jalen Green. Like, what they actually do on the court is not that or the level of production that you get from those guys isn't, like, a crazy deficit. And then you get a starting center, like, because Phoenix are morons and they think that they're going to compete in the West.
If I was the Suns, I would just take the 10th pick and I would take Jalen Green and I would find a third team to give me another lottery pick, a team that needs some level of excitement to try to like sell their fan base on a highlight package. That's awesome. And just be like, hey, look, you can have Jalen Green and we'll take your lottery pick and go from there. Like, to be honest with you, like, and I'm not a Jalen Green guy.
No, I'm not either.
If I was the Bulls,
I will say this.
I would trade my lottery pick in a heartbeat for Jalen Green.
Not that I'm not a complete Jalen Green guy, because I did see a massive amount of growth this year, like in terms of his buy-in to everything that Ime Udoka wants. Like, I thought that it was huge that he actually gave a crap on both ends of the floor, which is, I know you shouldn't have to ask that to a professional athlete, but, you know.
But you do.
He did, yeah. But, no, I'm with you. Like, I don't think that he's a 1A. I don't think he's a 1B. I think he's a solid 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if a trade is going to happen at some point. So I know Dell has spent a lot of time, Dell and Sean have, on the Dell Ola show, trying to talk about like the other options if it's not going to be a trade. I'm curious. The Athletic put out their power rankings of the best free agents in the NBA this year. So if you're not going to make a trade, and you're just going to add to this roster, are there free agents you'd be willing to add to try to get this team to a championship or at least into farther into the playoffs? We're going to the next year. On the Paul Gallant show. I almost call myself.
He's not Paul Gallant.
I'm not Paul Gallant. I don't rise up. He's Michael Connor. I'm Joe George. We'll be right back.
ESPN 97.5. Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Joe George and Michael Connor filling in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 as Paul Gallant is on vacation. He will return on Monday. Reminder.
Where is Paul?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not.
He tweeted something earlier. He's on a subway.
He said on the air.
Oh, so he's in Rhode Island.
Bachelor party in Rhode Island.
He knows more people that are getting into weddings than anybody I've ever met.
Man, I thought Paul would be, not to call him old.
He's older than me.
I feel like I'm done with that part of my life.
I haven't been to a wedding in like 2 years.
I have two friends that are about to get married. I mean, we're back into the point where there won't be bachelor parties because we're probably starting to see our friends get remarried. Oof. Like, we're closer to that point in our life than we are.
I don't have any friends that have gotten divorced.
I have one.
Not to tell tales out of school, but like, some of these weddings and bachelor parties are that situation.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I don't think if I ever got divorced, which I never will, love my wife.
Good.
I don't think I would ever do another bachelor party, though.
I didn't do one. I was also 30, going on 33 years old when I got married.
Yeah, we did. We did Austin.
Yeah, I was going on 33.
I got obliterated.
I don't get obliterated. You know what I don't do anymore? Ever? At all?
Drink?
Nope.
Really?
It's been over a year.
Well, I got a 4-year-old now, so like my
I didn't drink much before.
My drinking has cut back significantly.
It's not something that's been hard to cut out. Yeah. But no,
for me, it's like Blue Star tequila or wine.
There you go.
Pretty much like all I drink. I'm trying to cut beer out of my life.
Yeah. I'm
trying to lose some LBs. Easiest way to do it.
It works.
Yeah. Trying. We're getting there. The Athletic put out an article of their top 25 free agents. So if you're not going to make a trade. Is there someone else you'd want the Rockets to trade for if it's not Kevin Durant? Like, if, assuming Giannis is not available.
I don't want Giannis.
I think you mortgage too much.
To
I think Giannis is going to stay in the East if he's intelligent. Why would you want to come to the West? It's going to be so hard to win over here.
Like, I could see Giannis going to the...
Unless it's like the Warriors.
I was about to say, I could see him going to the Warriors. I could see that. Other than that, I mean, like, the Knicks made a lot of sense.
Yeah, the
Bulls,
is,
your Bulls. I know he's had an affinity for the Bulls.
Giannis has to go out there and demand a trade, and I just don't think he's doing the Damian Lillard thing.
He's going to sit, and he's when it happens, with it happens.
He's flirting with it, and until it gets to the point of no return. But honestly,
it's there. That team can't rebound. They got Damian Lillard on an Achilles.
They've
got Doc Rivers, which is a death sentence.
I can't really agree, just because while the Pacers, like while the finals have been fun.
Without, I mean, the NBA right now is the most volatile it's ever been.
Yeah, without Jason Tatum in the East, like, the East is there for the taking. So, like, if I'm Giannis, like...
I'd say the West is the same, though. The Rockets were the 2 seed this year.
I think the West, the bar is higher.
Yeah, the bar is higher.
A lot of teams, but the bar is higher. I will say, though, like, the Bucks are nowhere close to as good as the Pacers.
No, I don't think so either.
So then you don't have a chance. But, like, if you have Giannis,
like, you have a little bit of a chance.
I don't think they have a chance.
I think Doc's more.
They haven't
made
it out of the first round in the last 3 years.
Doc has a huge problem.
He has to demand a trade for him to get moved. But is there anyone? There's no one else, right, Sean? Like, that really stands out as like the Rockets must trade for.
No, I mean,
people are talking about like Cam Johnson.
Yeah, I was gonna say not in like a superstar way. It would be a lot of Cam Johnsons and no one that you know.
Is there somebody suddenly that's available that we don't know that's going to be available? That's the question.
Well, Devin Booker would be at the top of that list.
Yeah. But again, if you believe things that got written early in the offseason,
maybe
the
like
Rockets they're not as warm on him as they used to be.
Maybe like a Lauri Markkanen, that kind of level of like, hey, lower end all-star kind of guy, a lot of years not an all-star. I think he's a
would have been great is if the Cavs had tanked out this year and not been so good in the regular season and gotten Donovan Mitchell available. Always like Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, that was before he signed his extension. That was a guy that we talked about
last year. Like Garland doesn't do anything for me.
No,
if they move, he's going to be missed like a month or two of the season at this point.
Yeah, with the toe surgery.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's like another guy that could even demand a trade. Jaylen Brown is the one that if the Boston Celtics have a new ownership group, we've seen what the other half of their ownership group just did by trading Rafael Devers away.
Jaylen Brown.
If Jaylen Brown is available, and we know from Granato that the Rockets heavily pursued Jaylen Brown, like that clip was from like 2 years ago. I don't know if I worked here when that clip went out. I don't remember, but Jaylen Brown's the one where if Boston were to say, hey, we're going to really reset this thing, wait for Tatum to get back, get assets, build for the future.
It's a lot of money to take on.
I know. But
yeah, I don't. I wouldn't love it. Like Jaylen Brown, I'm kind of like, he's good. You know, I think he's a star. He's not like a superstar. He's not a top 10 guy. Not maybe top 15 guy.
There's a top 15 guy if they don't have to give up the farm.
Yeah.
Good enough to get you over the top.
Exactly. That's kind of where I'm at. And so he's also 28, 29, mm-hmm. just got a pretty serious knee surgery. To me, he's like less attractive of an option. Again, other than Durant and Giannis, like the superstar crop, I'm just like not that interested in. I'd be more interested in Brown's teammate Derek White than Jaylen Brown.
I agree. Like
just a little bit price lower, all the same stuff.
Yeah, I just don't think there's anyone that like. And I don't think Bam Adebayo is going to become available at this point.
I don't even know if I'd want him.
I don't know if I would either. But yeah, I think the Rockets, like, you either have to hope for KD, Jaylen Brown, Giannis.
I just think like, from a cost standpoint, if you're making any kind of trade, it's KD or nothing almost.
And part of this is because, like, the Rockets don't have to be desperate with the season mm-hmm. they just had. Like, if we're talking about a team that was what we expected going into the season, where it's like, hey, play in, maybe succeed so you're not in the play-in would have been viewed as a success when we previewed this season. If we're talking about that team, like I think we're more eager to press the gas on one of these trades and really push some chips in. But the thing is, your chips, just with the season they had, a lot of them are a lot more valuable than they were at the start of last season. Even like a Tari Eason and a Jabari Smith, like you view way differently than you did at the start of last year, not to mention like Şengün, who made his first All-Star team, mm-hmm. just missed out on All-NBA. And then Amin Thompson, who's like one of the most untouchable guys in the league, apparently.
I think the biggest issue now is that you've raised the bar so quickly to where if you come out next year, and you stay in Pat, you know, you make a couple of additions yeah. here and there, which they have to. Like, they can't just come back.
It's not
going to
be literally
team.
The same team.
Yeah, they got it. They have to get some shooters. We all know that. They have to get some sort of shooter somewhere.
Shooters. Maybe pay Cam yeah. Whitmore to get one. Cam Whitmore is the price to go get one.
I don't think he'll be on the team next year.
I was talking about this yesterday too. Somebody, I was like, there's no way he's still here. Like he's got a great skill set of offensive talent, but clearly there's something that we don't get to see on a daily basis that is keeping him from playing.
Text line suggests Trae Young.
Yeah, I'm out. I don't like Trae Young.
He's not a chucker.
He's a chucker.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about how Fred VanVleet on defense, like, there's moments where he's a little bit of a liability, and that's not because he doesn't try.
He's just slow.
It's because he's not as fast as he once was, and he's my height.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't get it done. Trae Young, also my height, just as slow on defense, at least. He's not looking to move real fast on defense, and he doesn't have the brain that that VanVleet does on that end.
Nobody's told him yet that the hair... Whatever he's doing with it.
You're reading my mind here.
You got to cut it, man.
I just don't think I can trust
you.
Because
you look like you're balding way too much.
Now, he is balding.
As a man that is balding.
Same. But what do we have on right now?
Hat.
Hats.
But if I took mine off, I mean, I guess I'm receding here. But it's getting bad back here.
I got a spot in the middle. That's why no one ever sees it. And if I ever get a job where it's like you can't wear a hat, I'm either going to go to Turkey.
You're going to go to Turkey? My wife wants me to go to Turkey. Or go to Turkey together?
Or I'm just going to shave it. Like, and just go bald.
But you just want to go to Turkey together?
The wife won't let me go bald either.
Can you get a 2-for-1 special?
I wonder. I'm going to find out. Can you pull some slick radio deal? I'll do some spots for you. I know I don't work here anymore, but I can do some commercials.
I mean, sounds like you're going to be filling in a little bit more now.
You're for Istanbul. Istanbul hair restoration.
Maybe we get like the airline to pay for it too?
Yeah. Here, Michael Connor here for Turkish Airways.
The only thing in free agency that like really intrigues me, like I don't want to do like a Julius Randle or anything like that. No. The one player that I am like, I'm hoping the Rockets sign this offseason just because of what he did after he was traded last year. I'm very interested in Quentin Grimes returning to the city of Houston.
He was nice last year.
Very good last year in Philly.
The question is, was that a player that was just on a bad team getting a unlimited opportunities, can he replicate that on a good team?
I would like to see them try. Like, the Athletic puts him as like a mid-level exception guy.
Mid-level is nice.
And I'm like, I'll take a flyer on that for a mid-level. Like,
you can always move those mid-level guys. Yeah. They're nice filler in trades.
Yeah. Sean, anything for you? Are you a Julius Randle?
No. When you said Julius Randle, I don't know if you heard, but I actually went, ugh. No thanks. Ugh. Julius Randle. The Dell Julius Randle social media clip that happened right before Julius Randle's like three worst games of the postseason.
Yeah, yeah.
I was not there for that day, or else I would have had a very stiff opposition to
was
that.
Was it Adrian?
I think it was AJ.
I was like, I don't think it was me because I don't remember talking about that with Dell. But
yeah, I really do think that you're looking more in the Quinn Grimes, the discount bin kind of things of, hey, do you think that you can get a better alternative to Aaron Holiday? You know, or do you just think Reed Sheppard is going to be the backup point guard and take that role?
He better be a 25-minute a night guy this year if he's here.
Exactly. And then now you're looking at like, all right, then can we get a guy who maybe is more of a two guard, like you said, who's more of a shooter, that type of guy. So there isn't like a, you know, huge target. That's really not what free agency is anymore in the NBA, where you're not getting like several teams getting starters out of free agency. Mm-hmm. That's just like with the cap and how they re-sign guys now, just not how it works. So I think that trade is probably the most likely and the most interesting way that they can get better, whether that is for a star or for some of the lesser guys that we talked about.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting offseason because I was starting to really feel like they just kind of stand pat and add in the margins. And
I think so, too.
And run this thing back one more year and see how much Jalen Green can improve. And
I was thrilled, by the way. We didn't even mention. I was thrilled that they brought back Steven Adams.
Oh, yeah. That's a great contract. What, 3 years, $39 million? Yeah, that's below
so
market
happy.
Value for like
so
what
happy.
You probably
I was really
got.
Worried that the Lakers are going to come in and get him.
Well, they desperately need him.
Yeah.
Or at least some kind of center on that team. All right. Sean Mays behind the glass, Michael Connor, Joe George filling in here on the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 77 days until the start of the NFL season. We do the NFL countdown next year on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
Cam Smith.
Woo!
He is adapting. He's a major leaguer.
When you traded to the Cubs, traded Kyle Tucker there. And the reason you did it is to go try to hopefully grab a guy like Cam Smith.
It looks like they won that. They won that trade. No question.
Seven days until the start of the NFL season. Joe George, Michael Connor, filling in for Paul Gallant here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Best number 77 to wear a Texans uniform.
Oh, I thought you were just asking the Houston uniform in general.
It's like
Pudge Rodriguez.
Based
or,
on
or Pedro Feliz.
Pro Football Reference. It looks like someone named Todd Washington.
There you go.
Last player to wear it was something called the Ladarius Henderson.
Congrats to Ladarius on wearing 77.
I don't remember any of those people.
I don't either.
These ones are Willie Rofe, number one all time. This isn't Pro Football Focus. And then we're number 77.
Okay.
The offensive lineman ones are always not as fun.
Yeah. Andrew Whitworth.
Andrew Whitworth, pretty good. He's good on TV. Good podcast.
I don't like him on TV. I don't think he's good.
Really?
Really?
Nope.
Do you like the show?
No.
Okay.
No.
I think that's part of it.
Like the whole Amazon thing?
Yeah, I think it's terrible. But I also don't think he's particularly good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
not a buyer.
NFL pregame shows at this point.
I put them on because I'm usually in the kitchen. Like for that one, that you know, I'm usually
where you belong.
I'm usually thanks. I'm usually cooking dinner.
Yes, that's right.
I reach across this table and slap your Cubs mouth right in the face. But no, I don't know. I don't think he's any good.
All right.
I don't think any of those NFL shows are good. By the way, I think the ESPN show is terrible.
I think so too. I like Orlovsky a little bit.
A
lot of them are really tough.
The NBC show is atrocious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I watch CBS now because they got rid of all the olds.
CBS is fine now.
Yeah, it used to be so bad with all the old geezers.
Yeah, but
on
I kind of like JJ.
No, JJ's good.
Yeah. No,
but he's gone. Yeah,
he's moving to the booth.
Matt oh, Ryan's Captain is? Vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, remember when we had Drew Brees forced on us for a year?
He was so bad.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who was worse, though. Was Drew Brees or Jason Witten worse? Because they both got fired after a year.
They were both horrible.
I think Wynn was
terrible. Wynn was pretty bad.
Yeah,
they put him on Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah, not great. All right, news going on in the NFL. CJ Mosley retired today. Very good linebacker
My wife knows him. She'll be probably sending him a congratulations text.
Shedeur Sanders got a speeding ticket.
What a shock.
Going 101 in a 70.
There's only one acceptable reason for going 101 in a 70. Only one.
What's that?
Got to poop. So he better had to poop.
Now, when I saw he was going 101, I was like, oh, is this going to be like in a 40? It's not too bad.
It's bad.
I mean,
what time of the day was it?
It sounds like it was in the morning.
That's not good.
Like morning,
like is he going to
7 a.m. or morning 3 a.m.?
Yeah, 3 a.m.
That's a good question.
If it's 3 a.m., we got a problem.
Yeah.
I wasn't here for the NFL draft stuff. So let me tell you how not shocked I was that he fell.
I didn't think he was going to fall like that.
I thought at least third round the whole time. I was like, this guy, I mean, there's too much baggage there.
There's a lot.
And people can take that however they want. There's just too much noise. When you have all that noise, NFL teams don't like it. They don't like it. They're a private business. They can operate their private business how they see fit.
What's so interesting, though, is I think he's going to end up being just their starting quarterback.
I don't.
I think he's going to win the job.
I don't.
Or Flacco. Or he's going to take it from Flacco at some point.
I think he will. I think the Browns will start like three different quarterbacks.
There's no doubt about it.
Like, they're definitely shuffling through these guys.
I don't think it'll be the kid from Oregon.
Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah.
And why take him before him?
Why? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that speaks to like the coaching staff will at least, or the either coaching staff or front office obviously like this guy more than Shedeur Sanders.
But
like,
why does it always come down to the quarterbacks that are everybody loves publicly in the draft? They always come down to, well, Cleveland just ends up taking them. Why?
Well, it's Cleveland.
Normally they need a quarterback. Yeah. Historically, the last 25 years.
These guys got to be like Johnny Manziel. Yeah. Sits and sits and sits. Up, here comes Cleveland.
Yeah, we'll save the day and ruin this guy's career.
Cleveland
definitely ruined that guy.
Time out. He played a part.
It's like they take the ones that everyone thinks you should want, like all the fans want.
Yeah.
But no one actually wants.
They take the best college football quarterback.
So basically what you're saying is they're easily peer pressured.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, the Sanders ticket was 12:24 a.m.
Huh. That's not too bad.
And his black Dodge TRX.
What's a TRX?
Truck.
Car.
Oh, it's a truck? Okay. That's pretty fast for a truck.
He's moving.
I don't know. I just feel like in Houston, like I see people all the time. Like,
that's
why I'm like, what a 70? Like, cool. I'll see it on my way home.
Like, what's the fastest you've ever gone in a car?
I've gone over 100.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't do that.
Look, there's a lot of empty roads on the way to Lake Charles, like, and there's not a lot of cops.
You ever been out in West Texas? The speed limit out there is like 85.
I think the way to Lake Charles, I think it is 85 at one point.
I was going
to
say, some of these parts.
And if it's the limit's 85, I'm going above 85.
I was
going
to say, you can do it on accident. Like, you can, like, when the limit's 85, like, you can just look down. Oh.
How many speeding tickets do you guys have in your life?
Zero.
Well, look at you.
I don't have a single ticket for anything.
Dose.
Same, too. One driving to Lubbock way back in the day, and then one coming back from Colorado.
I've gotten car accidents that are my fault, and I've never got a ticket.
Look at you.
I don't know how.
Perfect record.
I don't know which one's better to have.
I don't know how. I've never got a ticket. It's honestly, I'm surprised.
Have you ever gotten pulled over?
Yeah.
I got pulled over like 4 months
but
ago.
But never for speeding.
Somebody turned my lights off at the when I took the car to get serviced. They turned them off.
They just
told me, hey, your lights are off.
That's why I've gotten pulled over. Like, a lights out or something like that. And I feel like most of the time, as long as you're nice, they're going to like let it go.
I had no idea the lights were off.
I was going to say, mine happened when I was, I think, literally 17 years old. So I had no idea. And the cop was obviously just like, all right, dumbass.
Turn them on.
The only other, like, I guess, there's one Texans note. I don't know if you guys hit on this yesterday. I can't remember when it broke. The Texans signed Damon Arnett yesterday.
Oh, we did. Yeah, talked about it first.
People are big, man. John McClain got all up in his feels on the internet about a guy who's probably not even going to make the team.
I don't remember
Jesus, man.
Why.
Chill out.
Was he a gun guy? Is that
he
why
had
he
off
kicked
the
out?
Field stuff? He had a bunch of stuff. I don't remember exactly what it was.
He definitely was. I would say John Morant-like activities on social media. I don't know if he got in trouble with the law for having a gun or what he was doing with it, but he definitely was showing it off on social media. I know that's kind of like the final straw that got him cut from the Raiders. General rule, if a guy gets cut from the Raiders for off-the-field issues,
it's pretty bad.
Probably not a guy you bring back.
November 2021, he was accused of injuring a woman in a 2020 car crash. Allegedly slammed into the woman's car, missing a turn on the way to the team practice and left the scene. He was traveling 65, which allegedly caused the woman head trauma, shoulder, neck, and back pain, as well as depression and panic attacks. In 2021, he was discovered to be brandishing firearms and making death threats. This video was what led to his release.
That's what I saw.
2022, he was also arrested in Las Vegas on charges of assault with a deadly weapon, carrying a concealed weapon without a permit, and two counts of possession of a controlled substance.
Yeah, John McClain tweeted, I can't believe the Texans have lowered their standards like this.
He was also arrested in 2024 for possession of methamphetamine and unlawful carrying of a firearm in Richardson, Texas.
Keeps that gun.
McClain said Bob McNair would be appalled.
Well, I mean, he was the one who said, don't let the prisoners run the asylum.
To be fair, this is very un-Texans.
I was going to say, I'm not pearl-clutching like John McClain is, but I did note it. That is like, yeah. this is
interesting.
This is out of line or out of character with the left.
How interesting that the Texans brought in a camp body that's not going to make the team.
Also, they need good cornerbacks because their depth there sucks.
Yeah, they don't.
So maybe this isn't a terrible idea.
Yeah, he might be cornerback, your fourth cornerback.
That's not a good thing.
Also, Jimmy Ward's still on the team.
He's going to be. They're not getting rid of him. They're going to let the legal process play out. You know how that's going to go.
Innocent until proven guilty. John.
That's true. The only other thing I had in here, I thought this story was funny. Darren Waller, obviously he had a weird end to his career. Here is him talking about why he decided to retire.
I don't know if I've shared this with anybody, but I knew I was retiring when we played in Buffalo, the Giants we were playing there. It was a game where it was really controversial because one of the guys held me at the end. And they didn't call it. It was in the first quarter of the game. We were running like this counter lead running play, and I'm kind of like leading through the hole like I'm a fullback, and the play is working. But I sit down on the sideline after like a drive where we ran like three times, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? I'm out here playing fullback. I don't even want to do this anymore. And I'm just like looking at the moon. It's like early first quarter, second quarter. Nobody else would really even know that I'm thinking this, but I'm on the sideline like, yep, I'm going to finish this year with the best of my ability, but I'm definitely done playing after this year. And that was the only time I played in Buffalo.
That darn moon gets you every time.
It's playing fullback. It's the end.
That's it.
I do like that was the final straw. It's like,
that's it.
I got a block.
Like,
out. No. Done.
I got to get divorced from my hot WNBA wife. That's
why do you get divorced?
I think
he had to play fullback.
I think he went Looney Tune a little bit towards the end there.
Why didn't he have history before that?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't marry Looney Tune people.
Fact. All right. Yesterday, LeBron James, a clip was going viral. A criticism that he had. That is interesting. We'll get into that next. Joe George, Michael Connor, Sean Mapes here in for Paul Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Joe George, Michael Connor filling in for Paul Gallant here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Sean and I will be hanging out tomorrow at the Downtown Aquarium for the ESPN Houston Summer Circuit. Reminder, you can go there and register to win two e-bikes. Power On Electric Bicycle Company, worth a $4,000 value. Just find the promo table, scan the QR code, and you can enter the contest. LeBron James was out and about, I think it was on his podcast, said he was just criticizing ring culture.
LeBron complaining about something?
And for LeBron James to criticize ring culture, first of all, I do think ring culture is stupid. I think that
It truly only exists. I do agree with the point that he made of it only exists in the NBA to an extent. Like, I shouldn't say. I think it happens in the NFL with quarterbacks.
Yeah, quarterbacks are the but
and in quarterbacks it's like pass fail. It's like, do you have one and that's enough?
If you have one, it's like kind of like the bar of being a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. But even then, like I mean, it's a little bit different because, like, my only memory of him, like, really playing football was, like, getting smoked by the Jacksonville Jaguars. But, like, everyone holds Dan Marino at a high standard. Like Charles Barkley, in a way. But the fact that there's any criticism of ring culture from that guy.
Here's the problem.
Maybe this is wisdom and age. But, like, if it didn't matter, then why did I have to watch you sit on a stage with pyrotechnics and smoke and go, we're going to win not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six championships. And they won like two.
The biggest – and look, media availability is different now than it was. Because, look, he's always going to be compared to Jordan. We know the stupid arguments always have. Jordan, LeBron, Jordan, LeBron, Jordan, LeBron. Dumbest thing in the history of time. Because it's clearly Michael Jordan. But the media availability is different. LeBron has also spent all of his availability constantly. He's a complainer. He's a whiny little baby. Like, we could just be honest with you. He complains about everything. And when you keep doing that, that's why people don't like you. Mm-hmm. And this is what it comes off as again. Because you're supposed to be the best of the best, right? The elite of the elite. You're going to be the greatest player of all time. And some people think you are, which is it's fine. It's your opinion. You would never catch Michael Jordan ever.
Well,
doing this.
I'm a little curious.
You might catch it on
what we see with this NBC deal that Michael Jordan has, that he's going to be on TV next year.
How's that going to work? Like, what's he? Is he going to be like on the pre and post game show?
No, it'll be like pre-recorded segments from his house. Probably.
I think it's drunk on his golf course.
I think it's going to be like walk and talks. Like, I think he's going to be on the golf course with Amen Thompson. Like,
I thought you were going to say Ahmad Rashad.
No.
Like, do you really think Jordan's going to interview players?
I honestly,
I think they're going to interview him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I imagined it as being like, you know, oh, wise Michael Jordan, come down from the mountain and share some wisdom about what you're seeing from Amen Thompson and Alperen Şengün.
It'll be really interesting if he like goes the opposite approach of like Charles Barkley and Shaq, who like just dump on the product all the time.
Yeah.
If Michael goes on TV and just like telling you how great it is.
I mean, wasn't
there's
that,
no way it's gonna
that
happen.
That was like part of the reason was he was like or it was like given in the press release was that like he doesn't like how basketball gets talked about now. And so he wants to like set people straight.
Barkley and Shaq do go a little over the top with it.
I think they're just honest, and even like Jordan, like obviously like, I love Michael Jordan, but like I feel like I do feel like The Last Dance was intentional to remind people, but like
look, that I wasn't no PAB.
But so, same with LeBron here. Like LeBron is saying, ring culture doesn't matter because he knows he's never going to achieve what Michael Jordan achieved. That's why ring culture doesn't matter to him, or thinks it's overutilized. That to me is why it's
ring culture like started with Jordan and Kobe fans saying LeBron isn't as good as Jordan and Kobe because 6 rings and 5 rings for Kobe. Like, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why it happened, is that for the last 25 years, we've just been talking about LeBron James and I would say the majority of it is being, well, LeBron James, you're not Michael Jordan. Why? 6 rings. That's why. Like, that's – and guess what? I'd hate it too.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
for sure.
I'd be like, wait, so I get.
Do you,
like, I
do carry, you see all these stats?
I carry the league for 20 years, and people just get to make careers off of crapping all over me. And then when I pseudo retired on the Lakers, it's like, oh, there's no face of the league. Who's going to be the face of the league? It's like, I do feel like a LeBron has a little bit of like, you guys are crapping all over me for 2 decades. And the second that now look at. Where, like, this, I guess, like, first take-ification of the NBA. Like, now look at the coverage. You have Stephen A. and Kendrick Perkins on your halftime show, the finals. Love that,
Kendrick,
don't you?
Kendrick, that's, I mean, that is so bad.
I actually, this is like Galaxy Brain. I actually like that it's so obviously bad. That way, I can just walk away. I can, like, walk away.
I'd rather have Magic Johnson back on TV.
Magic Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was good. That they're old.
Just because he'd say the most, you know, the most ridiculous, obvious stuff that you could just laugh at it.
Yeah.
These two, you can't understand half the things Kendrick Perkins
says.
Yeah,
there's, like, a way of doing. I mean, we talked about with the NFL shows where, like, none of these shows. We were grading on such a curve of, like, the CBS show is, like, pretty good. And it is. I watch it for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
During the halftime of a Texans game, and maybe for 10 minutes after it before I'm like, oh, wait, I need to flip over to Fox for probably a Dallas game. Like, that's our expectation, is, like, just be sort of entertaining, discussing the product, and really, like, TNT is the only one that's good at it, and they do it in a way that's, like, so unique that if another broadcaster or broadcast team tried to do it like inside the NBA, we'd be like, this isn't as funny because it's not Shaq and Charles.
You know what's funny, though, is that, and I know this doesn't apply for, like, probably, I don't know, maybe 80% of our audience. The closest that there has been to this is from TNT. Their NHL on TNT show with Paul Bissonnette and Wayne Gretzky. It's the closest thing there is to inside the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, they're very funny. They talk great hockey. It works because Biz is, like, still, like, it's just out of the league. So, like, mm-hmm. he trash talks players, like, as they're in the room. Like, you would see Charles and Shaq do. Like, it has very inside the NBA vibes. But it's the NHL, so, like, not a lot of people in Houston know about it. Like, it's a great show.
I'm looking forward to having to learn hockey one day. Because it's going to happen.
I've already made the decision. I won't, like, be a smart hockey fan. I'll be a dumb hockey fan.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'll have my hot takes that are completely uninformed.
I mean, you guys aren't going to talk about him on a daily basis like that. There's no way. There's no way hockey's going to carry many conversations.
Paul said that he wants to be the Houston hockey voice. So
good. Paul wants to be a lot of things.
I've already
including
called,
a cowboy.
I'll be honest with you. I've already called my shot, and I don't know where the hell else they're going to go. I think if there's a hockey team, I think they're going to be here. So
let's go.
Like, where else are you going to go?
Joe George, the voice of the Houston Arrows.
Public negotiation like, right now. It starts right now, Tillman.
Where else you going, Tillman? Like,
Sonny.
Yeah, like where else you going? All right, we'll take a break. Biggest surprises, good and bad, that Michael Connor and I and Sean have seen so far this Astros season. That's next year on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.